Imagine Momcast Daily. My husband's cousin and I were due at the same time, and she had her baby. I went to visit her at the hospital, and I walked in. I had looked like I had swallowed a giant basketball because, of course, I was due like any day. And they were wondering, why in the heck are you not checking in? And I was like, I'm really just here to see someone. I'm honestly. And I went to visit her. She actually had her baby in 30 minutes. She went to her doctor's appointment and they would not let her go home because they were like, you're going to have this baby anytime. So they sent her right to the hospital, which was a good thing because I don't think she would have even made it home before she had the baby. Well, about a day and a half later, I was checking into the hospital and I had my baby in about an hour and a half. So not too much longer. That baby was Daniel. He was my first, and you know, it was such a blessing that he did come quickly, because when I took him home and was taking care of him as a newborn, and even probably up until he was two, let's just say it was like baptism by fire. He was a pretty tough baby. So I think maybe God was giving me a break on the front end because he knew what I was going to have to deal with and the energy that I would need. Awesome kid, by the way. He's in his 20s now and he's an amazing young man. But I do sometimes wonder if maybe Mary had a similar experience, because, you know, it seemed like they had to find a place really quickly for her to have the baby. And I wonder if maybe she had Jesus really quickly. I mean, we don't know for sure, but it would make sense, and it would be such a blessing for her and for Joseph for it to have been really kind of an easy birth in a way, because they certainly had plenty of other obstacles to overcome, and that was one less thing they needed to worry about. So my point is that sometimes really wonderful, unexpected things happen. And I hope that something wonderful and unexpected happens to you this Christmas. And that is my prayer for you. And I hope you have a wonderful holiday. And make sure also you get my book, Mom of Six Dies Laughing. You're going to love it. It's available on Amazon. So check that out. Get it for yourself. Get it for a mom in your life that you love. Have a great day. Don't forget to join us on Facebook groups at Imagine Mom. Starts with an E. E-M-A-G-I-N-E-M-O-N. Have a great day, y'all. See you tomorrow.